Thank you ever so much.
I'm happy to be glad to see you guys in here tonight. I requested you to call me.
Wayne's tonight. And I want company for all of you.
I have been sitting around here for several meetings. I have had anything at all to say. I'm with you, no.
Not yet, no.
But I felt within myself that I should have something to say. God means to rend the kingship of this group. You know, I was founder and dean. And right while we're on that, too, I think we've missed a deep thing. Would you mind standing up? This is co-founder.
Right.
Mr. Dean and the president. Thank you, sir. Well, if you know, I wouldn't need to take by myself. Now, folks, we have come down to the end of this age. I never went to church and acquired an academic merit credential, any kind of degree. I went to the sixth grade of elementary school and failed. That's as far as I went. But I want to let you know, I studied all of my life.
Right.
I'm 75 years old, going on 76. That's what's five. Did the safety of the I was born. I told you that I had seen a vision. And this is my 40th year that I had been founder and dean of this group. My 40th year. Now, I don't want to be dean. And the reason why I don't want to be dean, not because I'm not capable and qualified, I prove that. No, don't you get it like that at all, because that's just not so. Because I have taught the very best of this education and the university. Now, I said I didn't go to school
right.
to learn, but I taught them that did go,
right.
Them that had the PhD, out of your church, whatever one that you belong to. Don't make no difference, whatever church you belong to, I taught them. And nobody, during these 40 years, has been able to dispute. Now, I didn't just go to work and say I had a vision and expect these priests there. Because I'll be honest with you, I tell you the truth, I wouldn't have believed it myself if I hadn't seen it. Now, that's the truth. Now, I come back and I drew it out here. So these people. Now you had an opportunity to get up here and get through. But there has been nobody in 40 years now. Nobody. That's able to refute the teaching of the truth. You can't do it. Now, instead, after I thought of it, instead of it making me run off out there somewhere and run my mouth, it's silent. Now, 15 years before that, I had been packing, not fast, but assistant fast, in the Church of God, headquarters in Nashville, Tennessee. 15 long years. Now, this is before I had to be. And many things, all kinds of diseases. Now, even my mother sat right in the hall. I just want to show you how serious it is. And I put my hands up, men and women were sick of all kinds of diseases. Now, I said that was before I had to be.
Right.
Misunderstanding. And they were here. And I got put out of the Church of God because I would not agree the two works of grace. And they accused me of a woman. A woman back here downfall right there too. But anyhow, we don't want to. And here's why I spoke with my mother. My mother told me for 2 long years, son, you know those people love you if you preach. You're a young man and young people come from miles around to hear you preach. Now you ought to go on back down there to that church. My church. And straighten yourself out with the men. And get back up there where you belong. Preach. I said that was my mother. And now my mother seen me. Walked along and touched those people. And saw them throw away crutches and even our own sisters died. In the hospital, in bed. They said she couldn't live. She'd come at once if you want to stay alive. She was paralyzed all down the very throat. That's a state hospital. When you answer by the bag and throw it off my knee and put it by the hand and call it by name, she woke up. Now, my mother sat right there and seen that. Now, I'm trying to tell you about how serious this thing is. Now, my mother wants me to go back down there and confess to them people that I was guilty of committing fornication with that woman. I said I'll give them all in hell before I do it. I didn't do it, and I'm not going to do it, Mom.
All right.
That's guilty. All right, I'm a sincere about it. I'm out of church now. And I'm grieved. Man, that night I left myself. And I didn't turn it over. And I couldn't see how them people, among whom I had worked, and they laid my hands on, and they were healed of all cancer, anything you name. And now this is the same. Such a thing. You see? You understand why? You understand why? Now here's what I'm trying to, here's the reason why I'm trying to get this over to you. Now, you see, I had Dr. Sayers to read her back.
Yeah.
faith.
And Habakkuk is a prophet.
Right.
And he was told to write the vision and make it plain, read it again.
And Yahweh answered me and said,
about standing on his watch.
I will stand upon my watch.
I will stand upon my watch.
And set me upon the tower.
And set me upon the tower.
And will watch to see what he will say unto me.
I watch to see what he will say unto me.
And what I shall answer when I am reproved.
And what I shall answer when I am reproved.
And Yahweh answered me.
And Yahweh answered me.
And said.
And said.
Write the vision.
Write the vision.
And make it plain.
Make it plain.
Upon the table.
Upon the table. What's that for?
That everyone may read.
Everybody can read. And you cut out. Now I told you I was caught up to the third heaven. And I saw and Yahweh ordered me to do this.
Right.
I didn't do this on my own.
Right.
No, indeed. And I told Dr. Gold, I don't know how many times. I'm not making no more chalks.
Right.
Now if you can't understand by me, I'm not gonna make no more. I wrote two books to say, I don't mind helping write something. And now, look, folks, we can take anybody out of this audience if you've never been here before. And bring you up to front. And make the vision so plain you ain't nothing you knew about it. Can I about what church you come from? It's a now this is a school. Not a church. Now you want to know why I didn't tell him that?
Right.
Read Matthew 16:18. Right. And you can find out the reason why I never told nobody nothing like that.
And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my...
Now look, Peter. He said he was going to build the church.
That's right.
Not me. So I didn't lay in the moon with the job. You say, what do I look like here in the church? What do you look like being in my church that I found? Now that's stupid. Not that stuff. Now I told her I had this vision. I want you to look at the 26th chapter of Acts of the Apostles. What verse? 19.
Wherefore?
I want you to read. I want you to see what's happening. All right, read.
Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not...
Put it together. Somebody didn't hear that part of himself.
Whereupon, O King Agrippa?
Whereupon? Now, Paul or Saul? That's what I'm on there. Paul is a Greek
pronunciation.
Saul is Peter.
Right.
All right, great.
I was not disobedient.
I was not disobedient.
Unto the heavenly being.
To the heavenly being. Now, that's what the prophet said. Now, this is what Paul said. Now, this is what I said.
That's right.
Here it is. I see. And I've been through thick and thin. I've been beat up part of it. See? I've been through everything. I took on all the
stuff.
All of the preachers.
Right.
All the business. All the time. All the folks. And the folks there. I took them all.
Right.
And all the education. And I had some of the boys around out of the university with PhD degrees. Sure, and I said, I was a PhD degree, not as far as you can go. And I said, I taught some of them. And some of them sitting back there would say, well, that man just said he didn't go to school. Now, how in the world are you going to teach a PhD? I don't believe that. Stand up.
There you are. Thank you, Dr. Ashton.
That's so easy.
If you don't believe me, you laugh.
I didn't tell it all about
it. Don't nobody tell me what's all about. I was caught up there, I saw, and I don't see no fence. You stand around my view, and here's something else I want to say. It's important. Nobody asked me, nobody. I told you I was 15 years assistant pastor in the church of God. The preached homelessness and sanctification. 15 years assistant pastor. And 4 years in this, now that's 55 years. Is that right?
Right.
Nobody ever paid me one penny for free.
Right.
I'm not getting even paid for telling you the truth. The same as my family are lying to you.
$100 and cents.
And since some people, when I said openly many times that I didn't go to truth, you see, and for better than 20 years it's been in me, and you just heard me stand up here and say it many times. Anybody want to be the dean of this school, they can have my job. I don't want it. No. I don't mean to sound like a freak.
All right.
I want somebody to tell you, I have degrees too.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I have a PhD. I got so many degrees along behind my name. I said, you couldn't hardly get them on an 8x8 piece of paper. That's right. I've got the degree.
That's right.
PhD too. I don't want you to go up around thinking I don't have. I do.
That's right.
But I told you I didn't go to school in there.
Right.
The big guy, the big boy, the David sold in the barn.
Right.
You've got to get from one place to another. The Lord knew the degree.
And I don't even know where to put it.
Unless my wife has got it back down and explains it a lot, I don't know where it is. It don't mean nothing to me. You see what I mean? And I don't mind being humble about the thing. you follow? All of the praises to go to our Father.
That's right.
Through Yahshua the Messiah and Jesus. That I'm going to do. Now here's the weapon he has it. And here's Saul. He has it.
See?
He didn't read it on. He said, isn't that boy Saul? Sat at the feet of Gamaliel, one of the Sanhedrin council. And study. And spit. You're talking about talking in tongues.
Right.
I wish some smart ass won't talk about talking in tongues. Because evidently you got the Holy Ghost. You say. Paul said, I speak with more tongues than all of them. Does that mean he has more Holy Ghost than in there any other? The reason for it was because he was made a minister to the Gentiles.
Right.
And he was a dead both to the Jews and to the Greeks. And Yahweh qualified him to speak in any tongue. To any. That's right.
He couldn't do that.
Your fault. So the thought I'm trying to get over to you tonight is the right to do and make it plain. So he that reads can run. Now I did it. And I told you I have been in the university. And I have taught this. It's all over the world.
That's right.
There's nobody in the world that can do it. Well, I know there's a few idiots.
And you understand?
You're going to always have that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about? But you can't do it. See? Now, you know I can't heal nobody. See? I'm beginning some hard things. See? Now, if I can't heal nobody, you understand? And I stand up here and tell you I can't. If anybody gets healed, now you know it wasn't me. Because if I could do something for somebody, it would be me. Me first, last, and always. Now that's the karma part of it.
That's
right. So if anybody's here, and they're sitting all around me, the nails of death, and everybody else, that's what makes up this fellow. People. You understand? That has seen the power of God demonstrated.
That's right.
That's right. I trust. And everything else. To vindicate and to prove this work. This right. Now I want to say something else to you. I want to ask you a question. Do you know anybody? Or have you read anybody? Or have you heard of anybody? Did any of the ones any more medical? Make no prediction. Of course, I didn't make predictions. I was just made that. Then they come through. Do you know of anybody in the world that did? 40 years, y'all kept me in the line 40 years. You know, I'll play you a stupid.
Right.
I told you what was going on all over the world.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Is that right?
Right.
Now we come down to the end. I, just like Paul, just like a brother. And here's another man back here that had a baby. And he wrote that. Hey, did you know one thing? The religions of the world, they can't even prove that this is a God or another. They can't prove it. The final one is that. They can't prove it. Somebody said, oh, yes, I can. But they turn over some man in the book and start to read it. Now, they ain't going to get it. You learned that since then you had me, baby. You learned that too, haven't you, Dr. Whitman?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Would you mind standing up and stating this prayer? Both of them. Now, just think this, man. If there ever was any such thing, it's still Moses.
Okay.
Both of them. How long did you run there around that? About 40 years. 28 years. Where did you come from?
That's about 3 years.
I see. Thank you, Bishop. Where did you come from?
Texas.
You come from where?
Texas, so far.
What did you come down here for?
Well, I thought that you were wrong. I came down here to put you out of business.
How long ago was that been?
7 years.
And we're here in business. All the brothers around, you have to do that. Father. Now, Mr. Joseph, we're just about to pull this person down. And I thought it was important for this. Smart for this worldwide ignorant folk to put a man dean of the truth. They can't know it, they can't say he's not educated. He's a mess of doctors, a theologian, a psychologist, a bishop. And everything else. And he knows it. But God has some of his patience. Now, here's what I'm trying to get over to. I want you to be obedient.
Amen.
What do you mean by that? Look, come down here to truth. Sit down on your seat. You have been taught wrong.
That's right.
The church of Christ is wrong. You agree? You were one of the big chaps over there. You agree? You follow?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? Now, people come in here, and they're hearing the Roman Catholics, they're hearing the Baptists, they're hearing the Methodists, they're hearing the Jehovah's Witnesses, they're hearing every which way. It's wrong. They don't know about you. And so do you.
Okay.
Sure. That's why the Messiah said to the Jews, come unto me, all ye that labor and I tell you, lady, take my yoke upon you and teach me something. and learn of me.
Right.
See, now I want to follow this. Going back in Habakkuk now. The first chapter. Now, if you can tell you what's wrong with your church. All right. But that's about 1-4, I think it is. Or you can just read off down to the fourth verse.
Behold ye among the nations.
Look! Behold ye among the nations.
Regard and wonder.
Regard and wonder.
Marvelously.
Marvelously.
For I will work a work in your days.
Now listen to this. For I will work a work in your days.
Which ye will not believe.
Which ye will not believe.
Though it be told to you.
Though it be told unto you. Now, get Habakkuk way back there. Telling them people. You understand? If Yahweh said to him, you understand? That he's worth a work among the Jews. That they would not believe. Even though a man has told it unto them. But nevertheless, he's trying to get that right and make it plain. Now here comes along the man. Joshua the Messiah. Understand? Work at the work. And the brother already done said they wasn't going to breathe it.
Yeah,
is that right?
Right.
But you read it and make it clear. And that's what I'm saying. Now, you know what the problem is? Yes, what the problem is, this is what you're doing over your church. This is what makes you wrong. Now you watch your lies. You've got to rise to the side. Now this is what makes you wrong over your church. And here's the book.
That's the quotation. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. And comest thou to me?
And comest thou to me?
And Joshua answering, said unto him,
and said what?
Said unto him, suffer it to be so now.
Suffer it to be so now.
For thus it becometh us.
For thus it becometh us
to fulfill.
To fulfill.
All right.
Now listen here. You see? Now that man said that he was going to fulfill. Is that what he told him? Now this is what's wrong over the church. And here I work to work that they wouldn't believe. And this is what they don't believe about. Yes, sir. Don't you start an argument with me. No, don't you try that. That meant about. Is that right?
Right.
He told John the Baptist that. Is that right?
Right.
So it should be so now. Now he's just going in his ministry. Is that right?
Right.
To suffer to be so. Now, because it's in his blood. I'll write that word on the board. Get it up there. Johnson, fire it, man. I didn't want to get up there like this enough. But I did think I'd tell you that how glad I was that we had a dean that had some education and you couldn't argue about it. See? And he's got some assistance too. He's got some college assistance here. Now, of course, this. Crazy, you have a dictionary right on here. Does anybody have a dictionary? What if the hand, Gavin? Now, we used to live in this school.
That's right.
We used to have a library.
Right.
And any time you said anything, you better go. And I have demanded that you make me prove it. See? Whoever it is that knows what the fulfill means, thank you, Dr. Sedgwick, over there. Fill out the Bible. Tell us what the word fulfill means. Take not that I have come to destroy the law don't think that I have come to destroy the law
or the prophets.
Or the prophets.
I am not come to destroy.
I am not come to destroy.
But to fulfill.
No, sir, doctor. Now look at me. Look at me. Well, I want you to know what's right and what's wrong. And please tell me what I believe. I believe every minute that they send in this school an endless amount. No! The person. And you will never see one as small as you live or any other layman
of this school.
As long as you live, it hasn't happened in 40 years. Nobody goes out of this school and join no church. And I never asked nobody to come out of the church to join this school. I said, what I have done. I tried to run some of them that they come to the school and find out what I tried to run them back to the church of Christ and that. Because, and you know, I almost got sore with me about that. Here you go.
Yeah.
He's not going to do it. Now, what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to assure you. And I put that vision down like Yahweh, I went on. Said, put it down. Now, he went to John the Baptist. And he told John the Baptist, they come to fulfill. Now you say, seeing the multitude, he went up into a high mountain. Is that right?
Right.
And when he was there, he opened his mouth. That had to be right. He said, and on down in the 17th verse. Now listen, he said, think not.
You read. Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy it, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled.
Now, does that sound like emphasis?
No.
Now, he told John the Baptist, see, that he fulfilled. And to a whole multitude of people. Is that what it takes? Your father?
Yeah.
Now here's a man, he done went all the way through life now. He done got clear on down to the cross. Down 1930.
Yahshua therefore had received the vinegar,
mm-hmm.
he said, it is finished.
What's finished? I finished. Fulfilled the law and the prophets.
All right.
So all, everything that I was supposed to do while I'm in the flesh, he got to go fulfill it. But the taste for him, and that's for me. He said, it's finished. It's just what Dr. Harris said. Right?
Right.
Now, where'd you say it was then?
On the cross.
He's on the cross here. They took him down off the cross and laid him in Joseph's new tomb. Now, get the 24th chapter.
Of Luke.
And he said unto them,
These are the words which I spake unto you.
While I was yet with you,
that
Now, wait just a minute. Hold that thing. Isn't that right? Hold that.
That's right.
Says, while I was just one, read God's word. Now, you won't, I'll let you read the word. But we're coming back here. Now, this is what we're after.